This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
How did those cops put the guns back there, like in the back of their belt, the gun going down their ass crack? Like, the worst thing is if the criminal said, man, your gun stinks.
Paige. I just love driving around with my top down.
And Fat Boy.
I don't kill mosquitoes. I let them bite me. Go ahead, take a chunk out. Fly around with high cholesterol. See how you feel.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
3. I realized that I promoed an email there that I did not do. Promoed means I promoted it for those not in the business. Paige, check your email. I need you to read that email for the mail sack, please.
All right, let me get back.
I just forwarded it. That's a tough one to say in past tense. Is it not forwarded? How do you
forward?
Say it?
Sent?
Past tense. Forwarded it. Say it.
Sent?
No, say it as I say forward in past tense.
Forwarded.
I know. It's like texted. It's just.
But that's just text, right?
That's how I use. I just say I text that to you, or I text that yesterday. So it's the
same. I done sent it.
All right, well, Paige, you ready?
Which one did you want me to read?
The one that is from Sarina from Piedmont.
Oh, okay. I'm just reading this now, so I haven't.
You want to read through it for a minute? Make sure you're cool with reading it.
Make sure you don't get Ron Burgundy'd.
I'm definitely not going to read the last sentence in it, but I also know that Paige is like, no, I can take it, which she can. Okay. She's got some thick skin.
Is it full of words Trump says cool now to say?
Nope.
Wow, she's kind of upset, and I see why. But, okay, let's go. Hello. I'm writing to complain about the girl.
Can you do it in the hung voice? I'm kidding. Go ahead.
You want me to do it in like a Halloween voice? Okay.
Just regular page.
I'll do it. Hello. I'm writing to complain about the girl who does the news in the morning. I want to know what she said on the radio about having rejuvenation surgery down there. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. My husband said that she was talking about Brooke Shields having plastic surgery down there, and for weeks he wouldn't shut up about it. How much better our sex life would be. Blah, blah, blah.
That was her words, not yours. I'm reading along. Fat Boy, I'll forward it to you too if you want to read along.
I don't know what to think about this. I really don't. Now, because of your radio show, my husband is making me fix my loose for JJ.
Wow.
If that door don't fly open in 10 seconds, it ain't going to.
I'm so sorry.
The last time I saw the word for JJ that was when I was watching The Masters.
Okay.
Hello, friends.
Woman.
Mr.
Okay,
Singh.
No,
I'm a JJ Singh.
I'm not going to. This gets better. Now, that woman you work with, Mm-hmm. Now, thanks to that woman you work with, in a couple of weeks, I am going to have vaginoplasty.
Oh!
It actually says vagina.
No, I don't want to celebrate. And because of that bitch, Paige, I have to get a new vagina. I hate her.
Serena in Piedmont. Like, wow. She was telling you, I'm in Piedmont if you want to get some of this. Not like that, but like if you want to fight her. First off,
I
love the fact that she knew exactly your name at the end, but at the beginning, I want to complain about that girl who does news on your morning show.
That girl. That I'm girl. A woman. Thank you very much.
Oh, suck on that, Serena. She said that, not me.
She can prove it, too.
Yeah.
God, the fact that... Wait a second, though.
I just want to know what... All I know, when I did the story, and I did two different stories about that, Brooke Shields, and she has a book coming out, she was not happy about getting rejuvenation because it wasn't disclosed to her before the surgery happened.
She won't stop talking about it, too.
Yeah, and she won't. And I don't think that just because we did that, I'm advocating anything like that. I don't think that just because somebody else had that happen means that you need to do that, too.
Yes. I mean, like, for instance, the story you did earlier. What was it? The guy who...
ate too much cheese and meat.
Well, the one where he made love to the ground or whatever it was.
Oh,
he got
yeah.
stuck to the ground.
Yeah, I'm not advocating that.
No, his junk.
I think the husband lobbed a Hail Mary and it kind of worked. And he's like, oh, my God, I didn't think that was going to happen.
I was going to say, like, that's something, I guess with... Maybe it's that dinner time conversation. Like, so how was work today? You know what was crazy? I was listening to The Rise Guys, that show you don't like. And that girl, Paige, who does the news, she was talking about a vaginoplasty with Brooke Shields did it. Yeah, what do you think about that?
I don't know if that's...
How does that conversation come up?
That's a good point.
I don't know.
Oh. Maybe you're that close, and that's fine. But if you bring that up to me, it's like... You're dropping seeds to say, like,
I've heard about the surgery. I've heard about the surgery. What do you think? What do you think?
Let's say at the wrong time of, you know, night, he's head on with the situation and he's like, you know what would be good?
Uh-huh.
Is if you consider this. I don't have to see much of this.
He starts hiding coupons.
I think if a man
in the book she's reading
told me that I need vaginoplasty
I'm glad you said it.
I need breast implants.
Yeah, right.
He needs
an eye exam.
You know what I'd tell that man? I would say, I think you need another woman.
Who's looking at you, Stuart Rhodes?
Because you don't like what you have. And there's another man out there. There's another man out there that's going to like this. Even if it may be a little too loose to you, but it's going to be just fine to him.
We ain't surviving this one.
I'm sorry.
We're not.
I'm going to go home. One.
Not surviving this one.
I'm sorry.
But rejuvenation is a more friendlier term.
I think as a woman, like, you're that, like, we're in that thing where, like, you can say those things. I mean, you know, what is different than talking about boob jobs and breast implants?
But it's
than
the same
that?
Thing. Okay, yeah. So you marry a man, and then I do a story on some man that has, I don't know what the surgery is to make a penis enlargement.
I don't know if there is one.
Penis enlargement.
I don't think it's true.
A penis enlargement surgery that this man had, and it really helped his sex life. Well, and then she keeps badgering him to have that done. Like, oh, you need to have it done because you have a micro problem. And I would, see what I'm saying? It's like, how abusive is that?
Some people are into that, though. It's called penis shaming.
Yeah.
They're into that. I would never tell anybody that I...
You make a lot of money telling a guy how, you know, small he is, if you know what I'm saying.
You would?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's huge.
They love it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Dudes pay for that.
They do? Like, yeah, even if they're not that way. You just say, oh,
that I don't understand.
That's not a realm that I want to dabble in.
You got a chemical imbalance, I feel like.
I know somebody who joked about selling feet pics and got serious inquiries, like within an hour.
Wow.
Joked about it on our show?
No, just like on social media.
Oh.
Like, I might have to sell foot pics and put a funny picture of their feet and instantly got inquiries.
I'll do it.
I'll do it. No, I'm just kidding. Nobody wants my feet.
But I think they want different, like,
nobody
wants to see these big mouths.
Are you sure you have any? You get it? These big boobs.
Nobody wants to see my breasts. Trust me.
Nobody wants to see
them. You ever get to work and forget what shoes you're wearing? And you have to ask someone?
God.
You're talking to you, not her.
Do you know? The worst thing that's ever happened to me is I came home and I was eating popcorn in the movie theaters and I took off my clothes and Chris is like, how much did you lose in your bra?
God, it must have been like
popcorn going everywhere.
It was like a popcorn machine just popping out. Paige would literally be in a gangbang and be like, nobody wants to have sex with me. Like, there are literally 30 dudes here right now naked, Paige.
Yeah, but they don't really want
they
don't. To.
They don't really. Like, why do they see me? Like, you've been naked for an hour. I think you're good.
I'm the one at the thing taking notes.
She
going,
does that old school way, like my grandma would do it, where... You know, you don't ever. I'm doing it like my mom now, but I didn't mean to. I can't really do an impression of my grandma. She just had a regular Southern woman voice. She talked like this.
She was the last of the ladies.
Well, I'm glad you took time out of your busy schedule to come see me.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That. What a passive aggressive thing to say, Nanny.
That's the Southern lady way.
Do it.
If you get time in the future to work in your grandma, don't forget about your nanny.
Well, I'm glad it was good enough for you.
Oh, yeah.
I spent all day making it.
Pretty
think
is
about
her pretty does,
about
Paige.
Food.
You need to be nicer.
Like the good recipes died with our grandmas.
Oh, that is
really
the
did.
Honest to God's truth.
They really did.
They knew how to cook. If I knew half of what my grandmother and mother knew how to make.
But also, like then, like the but as I said earlier, though, the food was like the vegetables and stuff were all canned. So
yeah.
I think I'm taking the memories of my childhood and combining that with the food.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's a nostalgia thing where it was so much better. And
did
you know,
it taste that good?
No, probably
it's
not.
Like when you go listen to an old early 90s gangster rap album that you used to love and you start listening to lyrics now, like, this is corny as hell.
Like I heard a song the other day and they're talking about a prowler. I'm like, they still make prowlers? The car.
I
haven't heard about a prowler in years.
I don't know.
With the frog eyes on it?
Yeah.
Like, you still get frog eye headlights?
I'll have to Google that. I don't
frog
know what
eye.
That is.
It was 25 years old, this song.
Oh, yeah, then probably not.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, let's go to Anonymous. Anonymous, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Thank you
What's
for...
What's going on?
Yeah, doing good, man. Thank you for... Did Fat Boy promise you a gift of money? Or
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Or Monstergram tickets or Monster Jam tickets or anything?
No, I just listen to you guys all the time. I love you guys.
Aw, we love you, Ben.
I was texting in. I needed some advice, and you guys told me to call. I usually don't do this kind of thing, but, you know, I can't resist when you tell me to call in. And,
well, God, I wish
I just listen to you every morning.
Thank you. Thank you. And for everyone else that does that, thank you very much. We don't say it enough. We only usually say it on report card day when we get our ratings, but we should say it more. They were very big this time, Anonymous. Ratings were huge.
Huge.
Very big. Showing some gratitude. All right.
Yeah.
So I saw what you were texting, but lay that out for everyone. And and again, we talk better than we text, so I'm sure you'll be able to convey this message a little better than the text was.
Yeah, you know, I've been having, like I said, I listen a lot. So, Batman, I heard that you joined Tinder. Is that, I heard a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I joined it for, I did it out of boredom, but also, it was really like out of boredom. But also,
I mean,
curiosity.
I've been dabbling a little bit myself, and I'm just wondering how it's been going.
Yeah.
Are you on Tinder, Anonymous?
I was. I'm not anymore. I got kind of tired of paying for it. And,
see, that's the thing. Is like I don't pay for it, but there's this thing like it'll pop up and it'll say, "Want to get more people looking at your thing? Boost your thing." Yeah. And I'm like, I'm
yeah,
not.
I mean, your thing.
I'm not. Paying for it, but so I get.
I mean,
that.
I found it didn't work unless I paid for it. So I paid for it.
Well,
but I'm also very suspicious of a lot of the women on there.
See,
you know,
I know if they're very attractive, I'm like, all right, this is
what is wrong with you?
A bot or
it's a little sus. I always feel like I'm gonna get catfished. So
I know.
Oh man, that's gonna be like you. The real person is gonna get out of the car or show up at the restaurant. You just don't know,
right? Well, I will say, I did meet a girl online.
Yeah,
and you know,
on Tinder.
It was on Hinge, actually.
God, I've never even heard of that one.
Oh, that sounds rough.
Yeah,
I thought that
I
was from Home Improvement.
Hinge.
I switched.
That'd be fun.
But straight up, I'm not looking to date right now. Like, you know, I was actually listening before you guys got me on, and, you know, you're all in sales. That's what I'm doing right now. So I'm focusing on my career. I got a lot of other things going on, and I just work a lot, so
yeah.
I'm not looking to date, but
you just want to hook up.
You know, I people hook up, right? I've heard about people having friends with benefits and whatever, you know, you want to call it, and I've never done anything like that before, so I'm
you've never done it like before it had a name though, like you didn't have a girl back in the day.
Surely you did.
Y'all just
right.
That's like all it was. You were maybe just like
never.
Was it called? Okay, all right, cool.
Never. I've always had girlfriends, yeah. Or you know, we were dating at least. It was
that's
never
healthy.
Just friends.
Yeah.
And see,
and, you
what
know,
you just said is why friends of mine don't go on social media sites or Tinder, because everybody on there just wants to hook up.
Every girl on Tinder is either no hookups or
yeah.
I'm in a monogamous open relationship that You know, it's not just normalcy, it seems.
Right.
It's just one extreme to the other one.
Well, Hinge has those gray area ladies. They fall in the middle where they don't know.
Good luck.
MILFs.
Yes. Well, you know, she's from North Carolina, and we started immediately. When we started talking to each other, we were almost like talking crap to one another. It was beautiful. It was like Deadpool and his girlfriend. Like we were just going at each other. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And you know, she showed me.
Making the advancements like this? I want to just get together to, you know, we're just going to do it.
Hook up.
Put it out
there. Sex with each other.
That's it.
I mean, when you said we were talking crap to each other, like, does that mean you were like busting balls or talking sexy?
No, we were busting balls.
Oh, okay.
It was sexy. It was fun. Like, we were just, you know, having some good talk. You know, it was awesome. But she drops a bombshell on me.
Uh-oh.
She just, after we were talking for a couple days, she just goes, "By the way, I want to tell you, I'm married.
Uh-huh.
We have an open relationship, my husband, who's out of town, he works a lot, and we have rules." And she goes over all these rules, how they can sleep with other people, but they can never tell each other. They like cannot do it at their own home.
That's nice. Not in your bed where you're.
I mean, yeah. Gross. There are rules which I respect, but it just seemed a little weird for me.
And why be married if you're going to be messing around?
Yeah, but some people that
what's the point?
They say that works. That's what keeps them from cheating, is telling each other that they are cheating.
But it's, then you may just ruin your marriage and turn into being just roommates if there's no intimacy in your bed. But maybe you can shut it off and stop thinking about the other guy while you're having sex with your husband.
Yeah. So you've obviously never done anything like that, because you've said
I've never been involved in something like that before. So
yeah.
You know, I thought about it, and I was, you know, I find her very attractive.
Right.
So, you know, she's an adult. Her husband is an adult. And I was, you know, I kind of came to the conclusion, like, if she wants to have meaningless sex, then, like, who cares? Right?
Yeah.
So
I
ended up looking her up. I looked up her Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's private, but she had like a few of her profile pictures that I could see.
Uh-huh.
And they're all of her husband and her. They look like really happy, and they're on like vacations. And, and there's a picture of them at a wedding. And
have any kids?
I didn't see any kids in the photos.
Yeah.
You know, that would have definitely been a red flag for me, but, you know, I didn't see any kids.
Right.
But. You know, I just don't know what to do. What would you guys do?
What's she look like? Like, and that's a very judgmental thing to ask here.
You got
to
know.
I'm.
Oh no, she's gorgeous. Like long, thick brown hair. Like,
is she better looking than her husband? Like, you know, is he dating out of his? What is it? Kicking out of his?
I think. I think she's a 10, if not a high 9. He's like a 6 or a 7. So.
Well, that'd be weird if you said he was hot.
There you go.
Set you up.
Who's a celebrity that she resembles? I always love to ask that, because you know, your 7 might not be my 7, and all that.
So she looks like what's her name? Rebecca from Cheers, you know, but like then in the 90s, not now.
Oh,
well, good. She's dead now.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Kirstie Alley.
She's pretty.
Kirstie Alley's dead.
Kirstie Alley is dead?
Yeah, I think, right?
Yeah, she passed away.
Yeah, she passed away.
No way.
Yeah.
Yes way.
I thought she had a television show.
She did.
Well, so did Andy Dam Griffith, but he's dead too. He had 2 of them. 3 or 4, maybe.
No, I thought it like came out recently.
Dude, that kills your vibe.
She was dead.
Oh, man. Oh,
that kills your vibe.
I tell you.
But it sounds to me, if you don't want a relationship or commitment, you might as well keep just getting the sexual gratification from this person if that's all you want.
What if, you got to ask yourself this, what if the husband doesn't know, and she's just lying to you, saying he he said I can do it. We just don't tell each other about it. We can't do it at my house. Not doing it at the house.
Oh, yeah.
It's keeping you away from her home base. You won't know where she lives. And you're not going to check with him and say, hey, your wife says that I could bang her. Is that cool with you? You sure?
Well, at least the husband's not messaging him, but that's a good point. That would cover all those caveats.
As long as you don't want to be in second best in the side piece, go for it.
But he's not looking to be the first
piece. Think about that, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, like, in the South, but I think this runs, like, nationally. Like, if some guy found out that his wife, it's the weird thing. Like, you should be pissed at her most, but we end up villainizing the other person. You know, that's the one you want to fight. You shouldn't fight the wife, obviously, but I'm just saying, that's the person you want to go after, even though they may not have even known about you. So,
wow. You're like blowing my mind right now because I didn't even think about it.
You gotta think that way. Like, shoe on the other foot. Like, oh, no. There's too many. If we lived in the time when there was like a town of 50 people, you could look past things like that, you know. But
you'd have to.
There's so many people now. There's so many options that.
What if this is.
I mean,
I feel like me 20 years ago would be telling you something different, though.
I thought it sounded fun. Like I was kind of all in on it, but it's true. You know, if she's just lying and she's not telling her husband, then I'm not cool with that.
Or this still could be a situation to where the husband knows about it, but he doesn't want to scare you off by both of them approaching you. So he's telling her to, like, you know what, kind of go after it, warm him up a little, and then
like she's trying to bring me into to the bedroom with both of them.
Or eventually, the husband will be sitting there cuckolding you, or she will whatever what that means.
No,
he's gonna be sitting in the closet watching you.
I think you should do it once or twice and move on to the next one that wants to cheat on her husband.
I jump out the window
because this is too.
It's the first floor window though.
Complicated.
Yeah. You just land in the bushes.
And you're the one that's going to end up getting hurt if you fall in love with this girl.
But he's not. See, that's the thing. He's going into it just looking at the immediate satisfaction. Mm-hmm. And that's the way she's laying it out there.
Sure.
I don't think there's any kind of love that's going to grow here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This guy just happened to find out that he's got a 20-year-old son. Anonymous, good morning.
How you doing?
Good. My first question is, do you have any other children?
I do. I have a son that is 18, and I have two stepchildren, a 6-year-old daughter and an 11-year-old.
Okay, got some bonus kids.
So, how did you find out that you have a son that's 20?
Monday, a girl got in touch with me through Facebook, sent me a message saying that she needs me to call her. And I'm like, no, I'm not calling you. What's up? She's like, I got something to tell you. I said, well, just tell me. She said, she's going to tell you over the messenger. Just tell me. She tells me that me and her sister hooked up 21 years ago. And only did it one time, and that he did an ancestry.com thing or whatever, and some of my people, my family in Texas, had done the same thing, and it popped up that he related to them some way. So she looked me up and then told me about it.
I'd blame them, wow. Not you.
I joked about that, but I didn't know if that would really be the case. How you found out? Because I get those emails.
I don't know whether I believe it or not. I don't remember this girl. We've been talking since Monday. Me and the kid has actually been talking as well. They claim that they don't want anything from me at all. They claim that they don't need anything from me. He just wants a dad in his life, and he wanted to know where he came from or whatever. But like I said, I don't remember this girl at all. The pictures that she sent me do not click anything into my head, and I don't know what to think. I'm doing a DNA test on next Friday to find out.
Oh man, how long does it take for those to come back?
I'll go in Friday, and they said it could take up to 7 days before we find out the results.
Goodness.
You know you're going to have to call us back, right? Like, we got to.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's ask this question. Have you told your wife?
I have. She knows. She's actually listening in at her job.
Hey, wife.
But she, I guess, like me, our minds are going 1,000 miles an hour. I don't know what to think. I don't know whether it's bull crap. I had a stalker ex-girlfriend we thought at one point may have been doing this, just trying to ruin what we have. My wife is pregnant now.
God, your stuff works so like crazy.
We're starting over with the kids. I'm 44, so I'm really, really starting over. But then now the new baby is due in May. So, you know, I'm starting over with a new kid and with an old new kid.
So, when you say you don't remember her, was there like a drug history or like?
Well, no, there was. I was never like addicted to drugs or anything. I did sell a lot of drugs, and we did do a lot of stupid stuff. We had big parties and stuff like that. But it does not recall in any way, shape, or form. I do remember sleeping with a married woman out of spite of her husband, just to kind of, you know, young and dumb, stupid stuff. But
what do you
I don't
mean?
Believe
you didn't
her.
Like her husband, so you slept with his wife?
Well, he would come around us, and he would always act like a douche, and he was just always that guy that, you know, tried to be big Billy Bad Butt. And just one thing led to another. I did it kind of out of spite, but the girl that I did that to looks nothing like the woman that's saying I have a kid now at all.
Wait, was that
she looks
How hard was that to do?
Doesn't look familiar at all.
How hard was that to do to get back at that guy? Like, she was on board with it. Like, yeah, I don't like him. Let's do it. Let's hook up.
Mm.
So a lot of girls, when they come across a guy that sells drugs, I guess, and is in the drug game, it's kind of a, I know it's weird to say, but it's kind of a turn on for them, I guess. And they like that little lifestyle that they never had. So
bad
she was,
women
she was
like
all
bad
board.
Boys.
You must have been selling right. coke.
So let me ask you this.
I was.
have you asked him to prove it to you with a, you know, DNA test or something like that? Just to.
Well, that's what he said he's going to get done. But
yeah,
the fact
thing.
That takes a whole week is, that seems incredibly long.
Really does. Have you seen any, like, resemblance with the kid and you? Have you seen a picture of him?
Well, yeah. My sister actually put a picture of Jim as a young kid and as my son as a young kid, side by side. There are some resemblance. And then there's a picture of him when he was maybe 7 or something. My sister found a picture of me when I was around the same age. And there's a big resemblance, man.
So the child reached out to you and not the mom?
No, so the mom's sister reached out to me.
Oh.
The mom didn't want to do it at first. Oh. But and then
like,
after
hey,
me,
he needs to know who his dad is, kind of
right.
Thing.
And that's pretty much what they're saying is that's all he wants to know is
yeah.
who his dad is.
See, this is why some people don't want to do these DNA tests because they're either in a situation to where they know they don't want to have anything to do with a certain part of the family, mm-hmm. but they might pop up on somebody's radar, like you know what happened here.
That makes sense. Plus, you don't know where all those records really right. ultimately go.
And what an emotional right. roller coaster if he's not your son, anyways, and you were dragged into it, and your wife, and oh my gosh.
I think that's what
goes through my head the whole time is especially now that I've been talking to the kid, I'm finding out what he likes, what he doesn't like, because the way I see it is I never got to meet my father. He was put in prison before I was born and he died in prison.
Damn.
So I never met him and I've even spoken to my wife about it. I can't, if it turns out to be mine, I can't just go at whatever. You're grown. I don't want to have nothing to do.
Yeah. Of you just not. Be the better man.
Oh, it'd be a lot easier now. My son's 20 and like, you know, it's just like a cool buddy type relationship. Like, what's up?
Right. Right. And then, I mean, he's a big boy. So
the way you explain things. Yeah. What's up?
Like, I mean, thank God it's not a minor kid now. You got to like fork over money for or take
yeah.
care of.
Or she's not. Right. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't guess she could back sue for child support.
Not after the age of 20 yeah. unless he's in college.
Yeah.
Right. So because she didn't tell me until after he was 18,
yeah.
they cannot get me for back child support. Because at first, that's what I was kind of worried about. I was like, now I'm going to have to pay all this back child support.
Yeah, I know.
Which, you know, but.
Let's start slinging that cane again.
But we found out that because they did not let me know until after he was an adult, they can't, in return, go back for back child support. So, to me, I don't see the reasoning for them to just be making it up.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
The world we live in, there's no telling.
Yeah,
you
got to be always kind of looking, you know, eyes in the back
right.
of your head. But at the same time, like if there's no, even if there was a financial thing or whatever, like you want to know if that's your kid down deep, like you know,
yes sir,
yeah.
yes sir,
yeah.
And I would always want to do the right thing on it. Like I said, I have two stepchildren and. My daughter, she doesn't know her father. And
how many sex partners you figure you've had over your lifetime?
That's a good question.
Like the fact, I mean, like to think that you've and I'm not shooting on you or me making fun, but the fact you had sex one time and likely had a child here, but you don't remember that encounter
or what she looked like.
Are you in triple digits as far as doing women?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, I thought they traded more like, you know, like back in the day, like that was the currency. Like, I don't have any money, so, you know, like, I'll give her some drugs.
That had to be a thing, right? You get a little discount if you...
Well, see, the big thing was is the way I was living back then, I knew I wouldn't be a good father. So whenever I did have sex, I would always, always use protection.
Yes.
And I know my wife said, you know, oh, well, that doesn't always work. And I get it, but... You know, I'm 44 and I have one biological son, you know, so I was always real, you know, protection based on it. I would not go and have sex with a woman without, you know, a condom, because I wouldn't have been a good dad, man. I was in the throes and doing, I was always looking over my shoulder for the cops and stuff like that. I've been in jail a lot at that point. So, you know, it was something I knew I didn't want. So I was always real cautious with it.
Yeah. So are you done having kids? Like, that's it, right? This last
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is, yeah. When me and my wife found out, it was, we had already talked about her having the procedure to where she wouldn't have kids anymore.
Hell yeah.
And then she texted me or called me and told me, hey, I think I'm pregnant. I was like, go get a test. It ain't nothing about it. She took one out and it came back positive. I said, go get another one. And it was a real shocker.
They starting to look at me weird at Dollar Tree, honey.
right. But then, you know, we found out we're going to have a little girl in May. And
that's sweet.
We're happy about it. You know, we're still kind of nervous. We're going to have to get a new house because, once again, we were planning on just having the family that we had. So we have a house for that family. And now we need a bigger house and stuff. So, wow. I'm completely done.
Yeah, that's I mean, you got a good outlook about it, and you're not, you know, it's that's kind of I'm trying to think, like, if I found that out now, like, it's best with me that I only have one kid. But I can't, people that I know that have 2, 3, 4 kids, I'm like, how do you do that? Like, how
it's
do
a lot of work.
You not even that, but the separation of love.
Oh, yeah, for all the children. And
I know.
Sure that
you know, Coach Prime ranks his kids, so, you know, people have a favorite kid.
That's why Foreman named all his George, because he could always say his favorite was George. He said that, but he said that on this show. He named them all the same, so he could say his favorite kid was George. Well, Anonymous, congratulations. Look at it this way. You're going to get an extra gift on Father's Day this year. Celebrate the small victories.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.